Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
February 29th, the first Sunday of Lent. The story of the temptation of Jesus need not be taken literally. Who was present, for example, to record the dialogue between Jesus and the devil? It is likely that Jesus did go into the desert to fast and pray before he began his public life, and surely had to agonize back and forth on the mission he would soon begin. He must have sensed that he would make a lot of enemies, Romans and Jews alike, and like many other prophets, he would have to pay with his life. He resisted the temptation, but he was tempted, and he must have confided this fact to others. If Jesus was tempted, so there's nothing wrong with being tempted, because we're all tempted. Well, once upon a time, there was a young woman of about 9 summers named Gwendolyn, or Gwenny for short. She was a very devout and religious young woman. So when her parents told her that Catholics gave up things for Lent, and their mother was giving up bad language, and her father was giving up martinis, she decided that she would give up ice cream, which she dearly loved. Well, even though she was severely tempted every time she went by the ice cream store, she stuck to her promise and counted the days to Holy Saturday, when she could start in again on her ice cream. Now, the ice cream she loved most dearly were chocolate-covered chocolate Dove bars, chocolate ice cream and chocolate covering on them. Ooh, that's so good. As Holy Week started, she kept a close eye on the freezer in the kitchen fridge. Surely her mummy would lay in a supply of Dove bars for Holy Saturday. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the freezer was bare, at least of Dove bars. Had her mother forgotten about her? Then when Mommy came home from the store on Good Friday, she piled all sorts of goodies into the fridge. Gwenny waited until her mommy went upstairs and quietly sneaked into the kitchen, climbed on the chair, and opened the door to the freezer. She almost collapsed. Right in the front of the freezer were a half dozen Dove bars, chocolate on chocolate. So she closed the door so quickly that she almost fell off the chair. Then she ran off to the TV room with visions of chocolate ice cream dancing her head. 3 more times in the afternoon, she returned to the freezer. Twice she climbed up on the chair. She even removed a Dove bar and smelled it. Then she put it back in the freezer and quickly ran back to her room and cried. "Why are you crying, Gwenny, dear?" her mother asked. "Because I broke my promise to Jesus. I wanted to eat it, but I didn't." "You didn't break your promise," her mommy said. "That was only a temptation. Temptations are not bad unless you give in to them." "Why are there temptations?" Her mother replied by quoting a famous poet. "Why else do temptations come? Save that humans may meet them, master them, and still be pedestal in glory." "Oh," said Gwenny, "well then I guess I'm pedestal in glory." Her mommy said, "Yes, you are, Gwenny, dear, but it's a very small pedestal because you're still a very small little girl."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.